This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
It is 12:02 on the fan, and let me just say something that I've heard all week long about the Giants and Matt Stafford and any other quarterback that they're already interested in getting, bringing in this offseason, whether it be Russell Wilson, whether it be Derek Carr, whether it be Justin Fields, anything. The New York Giants should have learned a lesson from the New York Jets. Let's be serious. The New York Jets just showed everybody how not to run an organization, how not to throw away a good building team and then say, you know what, let's go for a home run. Let's bring in Aaron Rodgers, this old 40-year-old quarterback. It'll all work out. And poof, within two seasons, everyone's gone. The fan base is a shell of themselves. Nobody wants to see Aaron Rodgers back. Everyone wants to see Aaron Rodgers back. No one wants to see Aaron Glenn coach the team. Everyone wants to see. Listen, it is a mess of an organization. And the Giants should and hopefully have learned from their crosstown rivals in the New York Jets that you don't make the same mistake. That you don't bring in an old quarterback on a team that is not ready to win now. Because as the Jets, we're not ready to win now, no matter what anybody wants to say, they weren't. They won 12 games in 2 years with Aaron Rodgers around. So the team was not a must-win team right now. They weren't a win-now team. The Giants are clearly not a win-now team. So why are we sitting here discussing Matt Stafford? Why are we sitting here talking about Russell Wilson? I understand that the approach is, okay, well, let's try to bring somebody in here to prove that our offense can work. But what are we doing? Aren't we going backwards? Aren't we saying, hey, these guys are kind of almost washed up? Like Russell Wilson, the reason why he worked out with Pittsburgh is because he got benched the first six games of the season until Mike Tomlin was like, all right, are you going to do what I tell you to do? Okay, great. Thank you. Who's to say he's going to do that here? Russell Wilson is going to be a headache. Matt Stafford, do you think he wants to come to a team that's not ready to win? The Giants are not ready to win. They're just not. They're in a rebuild mode. That's just what it is. So you're going to go and get Matthew Stafford to come to the New York Giants for what? For what? A team that defensively was a little weak at times, And offensively, we can see all the issues that they continuously have. And the main thing is, yes, they don't have a quarterback. But you're going to go out there and bring in an old quarterback again in Matthew Stafford, who's on the tail end of his career for, what, 1-2 years? Now, the only way that you can convince me this is going to work is if you're going to draft a quarterback, whether it's at 3 with a 3rd overall pick, maybe it's in the 2nd round, but you cannot go in there and think that Matthew Stafford is going to be the quarterback for the next few years and bring us to the playoffs, and then, you know, we'll see what else happens. The only way that this will work is to go in there with the mindset of, I am going to bring in a veteran quarterback and bring in the replacement quarterback at the same time so they can learn and actually hopefully accomplish what, you know, Zach Wilson was supposed to do, which was learn under Aaron Rodgers, which never happened because Rodgers got hurt before he couldn't learn anything. And he just had to play a season in replacement. So maybe if you tell me that, I guess I could buy into it. But if we are going into a season, the New York Giants are going into a season and saying, you know what, Matthew Stafford looking to get out of contract with the Rams or looking to move. The Rams are looking to move on from him. Let's give up some draft capital to bring in Matthew Stafford. I think we're just walking into the same mistake that we've done before. If we're looking to bring in Russell Wilson on whatever type of deal it's going to be, who knows what Russell Wilson's going to look for free agency, can't be anything too expensive. You can't put in a ton of money into Russell Wilson. You just can't do it. You can't. And the Giants have a ton of money that's going to be available with the salary cap, but you can't do it. You can't put yourself in that situation where you're literally going to bring in a quarterback like Russell Wilson, who you know how he is. You know that he can be a prima donna at times. You can't bring him in and expect him to change within a year or two with Dable. And the one thing that I really don't want to see, and maybe this is just being selfish because I think the key to success is kind of sustaining the coaching staff and the GM and just continuously, you know, building and having them here long term. Well, if you're Coach Dable, if you're Joe Shane, you're putting all your eggs in a quarterback basket that if it fails, you fail. And that is not what the Giants need. That's not what the organization needs. The organization needs to build success. They need to build a sustained success. But in order to do that, you can't take a risk like that. Because if it fails, then we start from scratch again. And I don't know about you, but for me, I'm sick and tired of the merry-go-round with the coaching staffs. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the constant movement of GM and coach, GM and coach. I understand that we expect winning teams immediately. We want to win immediately. And if it doesn't happen quick enough, it doesn't happen the way we want to happen, we ask for everyone to fire the coaches and to fire the GMs, and I get it. This is a business that within 2 years, it's sometimes the lifespan here, okay? But it's not working that way. Since Tom Coughlin, I mean, let's see, go down the gauntlet of coaching staffs that the Giants have had. Go down the list of coaches that they've had. McAdoo, Shermer, Joe Judge. Just names that have built up in and out, and they don't work. And then it's like, okay, what are we doing? What we continuously go in a circle. Well, try to build some level of stability. Try to. And I understand that the past few years have not gone the way that John Mara or anybody in the Giants organization have wanted to go. Let's be serious. I understand the first year was great. You go to the playoffs. But the next 2 years, going backwards.
But now you have an opportunity to go forward. And again, you look at the quarterbacks that they're talking about, and it scares me because I just saw this with the Jets. And the one thing I said over and over and over was, if the Jets go for Aaron Rodgers, that will be the dumbest move in the world. You know the writing on the wall is failure. You know that Joe Douglas is going to lose his job. You know that Robert Saleh is going to lose his job. You know that everyone's going to lose their job. And that's exactly what happened. Exactly. So I beg the Giants to please, 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 please be smarter. Take a look cross town. Just take a look and try not to make the same mistake. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Till 5 a.m. Richard Neer takes over. You can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN on social media. And if you miss anything at all throughout the morning, if you miss anything yesterday on the Fan, whether it was BT and Sal, Boomer and Geo, Evan and Tiki, even Pat Boyle who was on before me, you just download the Odyssey app, you hit the rewind button, and you can go back and listen to whatever you want to listen to in case you missed something, because you probably did. You probably didn't. You probably want to go back, especially yesterday was a beautiful day. It was Valentine's Day. So I'm sure that, you know, we all had sweet messages for you, or some people had sweet messages for you, or some people had, you know, bad advice, which I'm sure Pat Boyle gave a lot of it. But that being said, if you miss anything at all, just again, download the Odyssey app and hit the rewind button. But again, we're leading with the Giants and Matt Stafford, and whether it's Matt Stafford, whether it's Russell Wilson, Derek Carr. And now listen, I'm a Derek Carr guy. I like Derek Carr. I've been promoting Derek Carr for a long time. I thought the Jets should go for Derek Carr, you know, over Aaron Rodgers. But again, I don't know if you're not going to combine. If the Giants aren't going to combine a quarterback, a veteran quarterback, with a draft pick, with drafting a quarterback, then we're doing it wrong. Then we're doing it wrong. If we don't have a plan after the draft, after this year, then we're doing it wrong. That was always my gripe with the Jets. It was, okay, you're going for a home run this year. Aaron Rodgers is already 40 years old. Now, listen, Stafford is younger. Russell Wilson's a little bit younger. These quarterbacks are a little bit younger. But still, how much life do they really have left? Once they are done, what is the next step? And I understand that most people are like, well, what about this year? We got to play for this year. We have to win this year. But tell yourself that you have a team that can win this year. Do you really think you do? I think that most people will say that the Giants have a tough schedule. First of all, before you even talk about the roster, you just look at the schedule. It's one of the toughest schedules in the league. So, right off the bat, you're up against it. And then, just recently, you know, not to be overcritical, but the team hasn't been that good. And it's not, you know, being overly critical when you come back with 3 wins this past year. It is what it is. 3 wins. That's not good. Are you a quarterback away from making the playoffs? Are you a quarterback away from going to the Super Bowl? I mean, at least that's what the Jets were saying. Oh, we are a Super Bowl team. We are a Super Bowl team. We are ready. Giants aren't ready. The Giants are not ready. And to bring them in, to bring in a guy like Matt Stafford, to bring in Russell Wilson, you're really talking about a quarterback that might come in for a year or two max and then be gone. And then what? Back to square one. Doesn't sound like a great plan, in my opinion. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That's the number to get on the phones. Again, we are leading with Matt Stafford and the New York Giants. And just personally speaking, like I just don't think that this is the way to go when it comes down to the Giants and quarterback approach. I really don't, whether it's Stafford, whether it's Russell Wilson, I don't think the veteran is the way to go. I don't. Now, listen, I'm not sitting here saying that the rookies go draft Shedeur Sanders at three, go draft Cam Ward at three. I don't like that approach either. I don't think either of those quarterbacks are going to be great. I don't. But I can live with somebody else that, you know, is a stopgap. I can live with a Sam Darnold. Take an experiment. Maybe he figures something out in Minnesota. I can go that route. I can't go the old veteran who's got a year or two left. 888-808-1019. It's the number to call. Hit me up at HoffWFN. We'll talk more about Matt Stafford. We will get into a bunch. Obviously, spring training. Marcus Stroman showed up yesterday. And, obviously, like Marcus Stroman does, he's a lightning rod. So he had some comments, and it bothered some people. To other people, it's not the end of the world, like Brian Cashman said. We will get into that. We'll get into other spring training stuff with the Mets. We will get into some hockey, I guess, too. Why not? Because what the heck are they doing right now while nobody's playing games? Why not put together a four-team tournament? And we'll also get into some basketball as well. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoff with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.